Interest rates right now are killing the housing market. Today, we're going to talk about the critical connection between interest rates and the housing crisis that we're seeing across the United States. Now, for years, we've been in an affordable housing crisis since the Great Recession, really. There's been a massive shortage of homes. Builders, of course, have had to been a little hesitant to build after what they went through in 2008. And I don't blame them, getting burned totally in 2008, 2009. A lot of their funders totally backed out of the deal and they were left holding the bag. Now, we know that in the past few years, the prices of everything have risen dramatically. This includes lumber, land, labor, all of it. It's become very expensive to build a home. And then there are the interest rate problems. Higher interest rates over the past couple of years have put a massive halt on home sales across the United States. The rates are not incredibly high on an historical scale, but they are in comparison to what we saw in 2019 and 2020. And when you combine a higher interest rate with a higher price, of course, this impacts purchasing power. Interest rates are important, and they're an important piece of adding supply to the housing market. More and more people are choosing to just stay in their existing home. This includes families in starter homes, older folks with empty nests, and everyone in between. It's been estimated that more than 90% of American homeowners are locked into rates below 6% right now. So unless rates drop significantly, there are a lot of people that are just going to sit tight, forgo selling their homes until they can find a better deal. This, of course, is creating a giant bottleneck right now in the supply, one that didn't really exist until the last couple of years. Now, this means trouble for the housing supply. Builders can't afford to build. Would-be first-time homebuyers cannot afford to buy. And established homeowners cannot afford to upgrade their homes right now. And all of this, combined with the already existing housing shortage, has created a renter nation across the country. Renting was once a stepping stone for young families, professionals who were just starting out. Most people began adulthood just renting. It can be a great way to save for a down payment, figure out where you'd like to live, kind of learn the neighborhoods, build some credit, right? And establish a life for yourself before you commit to home buying. Of course, there is the exception of the lifetime renter as well, which is fine if that's your preference. But across the board, that's not why we're seeing so many people renting. Most people are locked into renting. They have no choice. They can't afford to buy something. They can't afford to save for a down payment right now. Even if they could, the supply isn't there. It's a total train wreck. So as I mentioned, this supply issue has existed for years. The affordable housing crisis is an undeniable truth right now. But we can't overlook the key role that interest rates are playing in this issue. Without affordable financing, there cannot be affordable housing. Bottom line. It's an interesting time, though, for the Fed because they're playing this balancing act right now of trying to counter inflation without triggering a massive recession. Jerome Powell admitted back in March that the housing market is in a very challenging situation with the supply issue. And of course, we know that the Fed has really boxed itself in, right? By keeping rates artificially low for so many years, they, of course, caused this chaos. And now the chickens are coming home to roost. So we will see rate cuts, just a matter of when. We'll get back to that video in a minute. But first, inflation is out of control and you've got to protect your money. Any money you've got sitting in your bank is losing value every day right now by around 3.5% to 4%. And if you want to protect your money and grow it, you need to put it to work by investing it. Now, I'm not talking about risky or volatile investments like stocks or crypto, which I like, by the way, but tangible assets that you can actually put your hands on, okay? And the best tangible asset that you can invest in right now is real estate. It's the number one hedge against inflation, and it offers some of the safest and highest returns. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor and founder of Morris Invest. Now, I got into real estate after learning that it was a favorite among the wealthy. And now I know exactly why. Personal experience has proven that it is the number one way to build and protect your wealth. I'm here to tell you that, folks. Now, while there are several ways you can invest in real estate, most of which I've tried myself, the build-to-rent model offers the most benefits by far. We're talking new construction, single-family buy-and-hold real estate. Build-to-rent properties. They offer more tax benefits, fewer headaches than rehabbing an existing property. There's less risk. There's way less risk than flipping houses. And there are a lot less work than wholesaling houses. And there are less turnover and fewer issues than multifamily houses. When you invest in build-to-rent real estate, you're getting four streams of income: appreciation and equity gains, principal reduction in the mortgage, tax benefits, depreciation, and monthly cash flow, my favorite. Now, on top of that, you're using someone else's money, the bank's, to invest while someone else, your tenant, is paying for it. That's just one advantage it has over other tangible assets like gold and silver. You can't buy gold with the bank's money and have someone else pay for it, can you? No, you can't. Plus, when you're strategic about leveraging, you get 4 to 5 times the assets you can invest in. And it's the only investment that gives you 4 to 5 times protection from inflation. My company, Morris Invest, along with the help from our team at Sidera Wealth, helps you invest in build-to-rent properties as easily as investing in stocks. Because we buy and we build in bulk, and then we pass our savings on to you. Makes it a lot simpler when we're building 40 properties at one time. We're able to buy 40 furnaces, 40 water heaters, and be able to pass that savings on to you. Now, we offer free phone calls to create a personalized investing plan. But before we agree to talk to you on the phone, there's just one thing you need to figure out. There's one number that you need to calculate before we'll even talk with you on the phone. It's your freedom number. Your freedom number is the amount that you need to fully replace your current income, but it involves more than your monthly budget. My wife, Natalie, and I created the freedom number cheat sheet after a brush with job insecurity and realized that we were tired of depending on our paychecks just to get by. And then we achieved financial freedom and now make more than we did at our jobs through the monthly income that we get from our rentals. Now, we'd love to show you how to do the very same thing. Now, I made a quick worksheet that walks you through the process of finding your freedom number, which you can download for free at the link below. And I'm also going to send you valuable content that shows you how to identify a smart investment, what it takes to become a successful real estate investor, what you need to get started, and where to get a strategy that best fits your goals and situation, and how to get free ongoing help. I'm going to send all of that to you, okay? So click the link below to get your freedom cheat sheet right now and start protecting your money today. As always, I'd love to hear from you in the comments below. What do you think will play out in the housing market the rest of this year and into next? Are you guys right now locked into a particular interest rate that you don't want to get out of? You're like, I've got a great interest rate. I'm not selling because I just don't know what kind of an interest rate I'm going to get right now. Let me know in the comments below. I'd love to hear your story. Tell me what you predict will happen with these interest rates. In this next video, you're going to learn about how inflation is destroying American families right now. It's a really important topic to grasp, and I hope you'll check it out. And we'll see you next time, everyone.